News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. As you're running out the door, throw a sweater on. Just saying, it's a little chilly today, which is sort of a surprise after a gorgeous day yesterday. But I'll tell you what, it's never too chilly to have my favorite veterinarian in the house. Haven't seen him in a little bit, but Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here for the show that we like to call Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. He is here in the studio with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, people.
I've missed you. I haven't seen you in a few weeks.
Well, I know we've it's been crazy, and I'm back.
Look out, world. He's back.
That's right. Running in here with my hair on fire. Had an emergency I had to deal with before I got
here. Well, that's
the
nature of your career, isn't it?
Correct.
I mean, it's not like, you know, animals get sick between 9 and 5.
I wish it was.
Yeah.
It's 24/7, as everybody kind of knows that owns pets, you know.
And, of course.
You know, people that take better care of their pets than themselves. You know,
yeah, I do.
Myself included.
Yeah,
and everybody else I know.
Guilty of that as well. But for folks just tuning in to this show, first of all, you can ask any pet questions you like if you want to text them in or a comment at 850-437-1620. But before we get started, Dr. Mark, can you kind of tell everybody who you are and where you're located? Because you not only have your veterinary practice, but you really have, which right now with spring break and summer, you also have a great Play and Stay boarding center.
Yeah, we do. And I've been here 25 years. I've been practicing 31. Got a pharmacy degree at Ole Miss, hottie toddy, did that for a few years and then saw where everything was going. So I went back to vet school, and I was living in Florida at the time. For all you Auburn people, I went to Florida because it's in-state tuition. That's the only reason. If I'd have been in Alabama, Meg, I would have gone there from Mississippi State,
LSU.
I'd have gone anywhere.
I'm not saying a word.
Any SEC school that has a vet school.
Well, they all actually have excellent vet schools, by the way.
They do. They do a great job training the new vets of tomorrow. And we got some great veterinarians in Pensacola, too. So wherever you go, rest assured, you're going to get good care. My office is Olive Branch Pet Hospital. It's on Davis Highway, kind of across from Bailey's Farmers Market. Used to be off of Olive Road, and then we had a big flood back in 2005 that kind of wiped us out. So we rebuilt down there. It's we've got a clinic, and that we do everything. We do a lot of cancer work, but I've done about 25,000 surgeries, so
wow.
We do a lot of surgery too.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have a boarding facility that's kind of second to none. It's the whole practice and buildings, and it's more of a compound. It's 4.2 acres, about 13,000 square feet.
So when you get that notice that your pet needs a fenced yard, that might cover it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so, we've been there, like I say, probably 15, 18 years, maybe a little bit longer than that. Since
wow.
I can hardly believe. I mean, where's the time go? And but 25 years I've been here and practicing 31. But we've got a lot of experience. We have a lot of great people that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
The Play and Stay, we do a lot of boarding for pets nobody wants to board. We do that.
Interesting. What do you mean when you say that?
Pets with behavioral problems.
Oh.
We have a daycare, separate daycare that does a wonderful job. I call it the psych ward, but it's my pets go there too. So I mean, let me just read you. We have a calendar of events there.
Is so cute, y'all.
March 10th, it was Bobbin for Green Apples.
Today, this is with the animals. This is with the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's the scavenger hunt today. Nail trims are half off. Leprechaun run next Tuesday, half off Baz on Monday, bubble party on Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Arts and crafts, scavenger. I mean, it's okay. Something going back there
all the
time.
Arts and crafts for dogs.
Yeah, they finger paint. Yeah, they do, and it's all over.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
that's hilarious.
I tell the ladies back there, I said, well, you know, hopefully that stuff comes off. You don't want to climbing in the owner's car.
Right, exactly.
And then,
footprints everywhere.
Exactly. But they have a big time back there.
That's neat.
We have an approach.
When are they open, by the way, in case someone is in? Because a lot of people are going on vacation now.
Yeah, and we're booking up. The Play and Stay, the daycare, it's one business, but they're mm-hmm. separate buildings, but on the same next to each other.
Uh-huh.
The daycare, I believe, opens at 6:30, so people can get to work. Closes at like 6. so people can pick them up after.
So you can drop off just for the day,
sure,
or a week if you need to.
Yeah, or they have packages and things. We have the best price. We keep the prices where we need. They're the best package price in town. Like I said, I've been here 25 years. We know what we're doing. And if you have a little dog that has a antisocial behavior or just is shy, my dogs are both rescues. They're Shelties. My dog was tied up outside in Michigan for most of its life year round. And there was 30 of them. And when the state moved in, cause they were having problems, the people that owned them, I think 7 were dead tied up outside.
No.
So it was horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
So, but his name is Finley. He was number 23.
Oh my gosh.
That was adopted. The Sheltie ladies from Nashville went in there and adopted all out and did a great job, but he was on Prozac. I got him because
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, no,
dogs are on Prozac.
Oh yeah, I've written more prescriptions.
Have you really?
Prozac in the past.
I've never heard that before.
5 or 7 years. That and Xanax.
Seriously.
Trazodone. Yeah.
Wow.
The world's crazy. We're making our pets crazy. ADHD people.
It's okay. With the squirrel just went by the studio.
Exactly. And then in the studio, there's this rock band playing on the TV, and there's
there
four TVs.
There's in here. Yes.
Yeah. There's this, all that.
Don't look that way.
But one thing we do is somebody says, well, my pet just has trouble with other dogs. Well, we're going to bring them in and we're going to kind of, you know, test them. We'll put them with dogs that get, like, some of the staff will bring their dogs, like my dogs, and we'll put them with dogs that get along with everybody. And before long, that little dog is having fun, running around. So every time it comes in, we have a list of who their friends are.
Oh, how cute is that?
Exactly. And then they get little report cards if they're at the playing stuff. Anyway.
So they're actually they're learning how to have safe socialization.
Correct.
A safe environment.
Correct. And at the playing stage, which is the boarding part, we take care of sick pets because, you know, I'm the only one with this type of boarding facility in the area this size that I'm actually on the property. There's veterinarians that own other ones, but they're not on property. And, you know, we had a case where one of my clients was boarding at one of these. There's been some pop-up commercial places in town, corporate-type franchise places. And we had one visiting, and the dog went. It's been a couple years ago, but the dog went there, had a seizure. We didn't know it had seizures. And by the time they got the lady, she taught school, somebody to cover her class, get to the daycare, pick up, and this is somebody else, it's not me, pick it up and get it to me. It was an hour. The temperature was 106.
Oh, no.
So, but a good thing. So that night, I made my wife sleep on the couch, and I put the dog in the bed with me.
Oh, you did.
And so when it started having a seizure, I could just give it a little Valium. You know, because I had an IV catheter in. The dog ended up doing great and living a normal life, and we got it on some anti-seizure medicines.
Wow.
But that's the difference between me and a lot of these corporate or a lot of these people, veterinarians that own these sites, other locations. They're not there. And every now and then you're going to have a little tussle between one or two.
Right.
But I'm right there. I'm 1 minute away. I'm not an hour. So that's the big difference in mine. And we do a good job taking care of, especially ones that are sick when they come to board.
Yes. You know,
because I'm there if they need me, and if they're my patient, of course I'm there. If they're not my patient and the dog needs attention, then we always call the owner and say, hey, you know, this is what we're seeing. Do you want me to, Dr. Sprayberry, to have a peek?
That would give me a lot of peace of mind.
It does.
If I was traveling, for sure.
It does. So come see us, folks. We've got the best rates in town, and we've been doing it a long time.
If someone's tuning in and they're thinking, okay, well, we're going on spring break next week, so how do they get in touch with you?
Well, call the office. It's 850-477-2901. It's Olive Branch Pet
Hospital.
Yeah, I think it's Olive Branch Pet. .com. I'm not a technology person.
Oh, no, I can look it up for you.
It's Olive Branch Pet at yahoo.com, I believe. Anyway, and just give us a call, and we'll be glad to talk to you about, you know, whatever and discuss. And like I say, if your pet, we get a lot of pets that have been other places, like some of these other places in town, and they just don't get along with and then they come to us. And let's say the dog just cannot get along with anybody. Then they are taken outside by themselves. We throw the ball. We have some what I call gym equipment that my buddy Jared Barra built for me. And it's bridges and it's tables and it's things that are very durable for large breed dogs that they can run and play. So I guarantee when they get home, they'll be worn out. They go home, eat dinner, and go to bed.
That's great.
And that's what owners want.
That is definitely
great. So we are really good at that. As far as the clinic, we handle anything. Like I said, we do tend to do a lot of second opinions on cancers. I do quite a bit of surgery. So we do everything. Like I said, I'm off today, but I had a diabetic ketoacidosis dog come in. So I get up before I get here. Mm-hmm. I'm running around town trying to find some regular insulin because it's something you don't really need that often because sure. This is a pretty rare thing. Get it to the office, get the girls going on that, and then I'm doing 100 up,
oh, no.
110.
No.
Sorry, Florida Highway Patrol. One of my clients is Highway Patrolman. So if I get stopped, hopefully it's him. Yeah,
right.
I can tell him what's going on. But we'd appreciate y'all coming to see us. And
yeah, check it out. You can always come by and take a tour, right?
Correct.
If you want to see the facility.
Anytime. We do close. The girls back there get closed from 12 to 1 for lunch mm-hmm. because I'm probably breaking some kind of law if I don't give them like a lunch break. But
It's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just checked it out. So if you do want to check out some more information, you can go to olivebranchpethospital.com.
Okay.
That's where you can find out mm-hmm. More about the facility. But getting back to actual pet care, I know from myself, when I had my little dog right about March, mid-April, we start with the scratching, the chewing on the paws, yep. mm-hmm. the watery eyes. And clearly it's allergies, but can you give us a heads up on what we can do to help now as we're getting into the allergy season?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Meg. A buddy of mine in town and a colleague is a dermatologist. Here is Robert Schick. He's board certified. He's been doing it he'd hate it if I said he's been doing it for 100 years, but he has been doing it longer than I have, but
okay.
Not a lot longer, okay? So, Rob, we go back and forth and pick it. He's excellent, excellent. But he said to me something one time. We're buddies, too, so we hang out. And he says, for itch, I was asking him about a case or whatever, mm-hmm. and we were sitting around, talking, watching the football. And I said, Rob, we're doing Cytopoint injections. I'll get back to that in a minute. We don't do a lot of steroids anymore for this, but mm-hmm. what else can they do? He says, you cannot rinse off an itchy dog enough.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you're rinsing the pollen off.
Of course.
So the number one thing I'm seeing right now is, my dog is chewing on his feet. I'm mm-hmm. not sleeping. Fix it, Mark. Fix it. one thing we like is it's called a Cytopoint, C-Y-T-O, point injection.
Okay.
Now, they're not inexpensive. Pfizer went up on us, I think, last year before, like 17% is what mm-hmm. my business manager said. I'd have to check that to make sure, but it was around that amount. I'm a former pharmacist. Mainly, most drugs go up 3 to 5% every year. I understand that with inflation and
sure.
cost of living and all. But it was a pretty good, but there's nothing else that rivals it. It's an injection you give. It lasts 30 days. Sometimes it lasts longer than others. But it's what I call an immune modulator. It keeps your immune system from overreacting. It blocks certain inflammatory mediators that cause the itching, the redness, and the chewing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's non-steroidal. Now, if you get a dog that comes in with a hot spot, like it's just ferocious.
I used to have a dog that would get those
yeah.
right by its tail.
It takes about 45 minutes mm-hmm. for it to go from zero to awful.
Mm-hmm.
I will give a little dose of a steroid that lasts about 2 days, plus antibiotics for a week, and that usually clears it up. One thing owners can do on that, on those hot spots, is if you just try to clip the hair safely over it, let it breathe. That helps a lot.
Okay.
And whatnot. And there is hydrocortisone spray you can now get at the pharmacy. I think it's like 1%. It's over the counter. You can usually spray it. It's going to, those kind of things, especially in golden retrievers, they seem to be worse than other breeds and German shepherds. Those you need to see your veterinarian about because you can't just do a little holistic treatment.
But if they're sitting there chewing their paws, that's usually a sign, isn't
that's
it?
That's a sign of, it's allergies like, grass, pollen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's everything happening to us right now. All the leaves are falling. My practice is covered with oak trees and things like that. It's a lot of 4.2 acres, so everybody itches.
Uh-huh. I just got a question in from one of our listeners, and if you have a question for Dr. Mark, that's what this show is about. Sit, stay, and listen with Dr. Mark. The question is, what do you think about pet health insurance? Is it worth it?
That is
a tricky area, isn't it?
Yes, that is a great question. I will tell you this. It has gotten absurdly expensive
mm-hmm.
for veterinary care, good veterinary care. And even I see receipts and invoices from other clinics in town that they hadn't done really anything except put a Band-Aid on and then I've got to fix it or do something.
Mm-hmm.
Even not very good veterinary care is expensive.
So, well, even just the basics, because I know right. just getting the rabies shot, just getting mm-hmm. the maintenance kind sure. of stuff and the sure. microchipping or whatever.
It is. It's. I mean, you know, minimum wage in this state is $15 an hour. You know, the cost of taxes and the supplies and et cetera. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just not. I mean, fortunately, everything I own is paid off, and I don't have to work anymore, but I love doing what I do. And yesterday was my wife's third anniversary of her death, sudden death. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, thank you. But it's the type of thing that I'm a lot of who I am today because Kim was very, very supportive through the vet school years. We didn't have a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I did work as a pharmacist, but we, you know, she worked these jobs and things anyway. God rest her soul. And she was a really wonderful. She's one of these people, guys, that she deserved better than me, like most of us and our wives.
Say that.
But I tell all my buddies, guys, tell your wife you love them or your spouse or your significant other that you love them every day.
Absolutely. That's what I say all the time. Love now.
Kim went into a coma. She fell, had a head trauma, fell, and she went into a coma, and I couldn't tell her bye. So it's something it's always made me somewhat tearful and regretful. But, you know, tell me you love them every day. But back to the thing. It's just gotten really expensive to operate and whatnot. Good care costs money, and it's like anything else, you get what you pay for. So to the allergies.
We were talking about, I was asking about health insurance.
Oh, health insurance. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
ADHD.
No.
No coffee.
Because I'm curious about what the answer is myself. So.
Yes. If you own a English Bulldog or some high maintenance breed and you've had a history with them, by all means, yes, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like anything else. The more you pay for it, the less you have to pay out of pocket.
Right.
Okay. And they have some good companies out there. However, I don't tend to promote one or the other. It doesn't cost me anything for my pet's health care.
Is there anything that you would recommend? And when you're looking at these different companies of what is important that they do cover?
Yeah.
Because it can be confusing.
Yeah. We at the office, we have something called a VIP plan, and it covers all the shots, all their heartworm prevention for the year, and it comes off your credit card once a month. It's a little payment.
That's great.
It's you know, you call the office and it's $30, $50. It can be.
That's great.
There's different little packages in that. We have a third party that does it for us, but we have a lot of people that do that. Also, you get 10% off a lot of the services and 2 free exams with that.
Oh, wow.
Too.
That's great.
Also, for an extra $15 a month on that little payment. Whatever, if it's 30 or 50 or whatever it is, for extra 15, I believe that's the cost. Now, the girls are going to yell at me because you're going to call them. They're going to tell you something else. But it's in that ballpark, folks.
Okay.
But you get unlimited exams.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's something I would be interested in because one of the things that keeps me at this moment from getting another dog is the expense.
Oh, it's
because I take it very seriously. I'm a very responsible pet owner, but the expense has gotten so high.
Yeah.
But hearing something like that, I think, okay.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Correct. And, you know, if you're on the VIP package, you know, the shots, it saves you money. I mean, I forgot how much, a couple hundred bucks a
year.
Sounds
like it.
$300 or $400 a year. Like I say, the girls can tell you at the office. Brenda's my awesome receptionist, her and Z, and you can call in there, and they can go over it with you. But as far as commercial type life health
you see
insurance.
When you go into the vet's office, you'll see the row of pamphlets. You know, they'll have the and it's kind of hard to discern, is this good or not? Or
Well, we have there's a large company in town that provides nationwide for their employees as their normal health insurance, but it includes some pet health insurance.
Oh, interesting.
The problem I've had with that, and I'm not sure what it is now, but the problem with it is it didn't pay for a spay or neuter, which is absolutely a necessary surgery. I mean, you have to get it eventually, whether you do it earlier. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the internet that's false that says you should wait and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's another story.
We'll do another show just
on that.
For another
day, yes. But this company said it was unnecessary and they wouldn't pay for the spay or neuter. Now, I don't know if that has changed. The company was nationwide, and they're a really good insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying this was the one instance which I thought, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, interesting.
But they're trying to apply human
standards to animals.
Animals.
Right.
And all. So my advice, I've got clients that do own it, do have insurance. And what they do is you come in, they pay me, and then they submit the form to them. I don't have to usually fill out too much stuff. Sometimes I have to
On the owner that has the policy.
Uh-huh. Okay. And most of them do real well. We have a client that has like 20 cats.
Oh, my
God. And they do a great job. They take very good care of them. And but you can imagine what the expense on that would be. So they have insurance, and this one has been very good for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of cats, since we mentioned dog allergies and the symptoms of that, what about cats? Same. I don't have any cats, so I don't know. But what are signs that your cat's suffering from allergies?
Well, they're scratching too, or they'll get, when you're petting them, you'll feel little bumps on their skin where their claws have nicked the skin, and it's maybe bled or torn a little skin. And so that's another thing. They're a little bit easier to treat for allergies because steroids work really great for them.
Huh.
And there are no side point injections for cats. Also, there's a couple of tablet forms of something similar to Cytopoint. It's not the same, but it kind of works kind of the same. It's called Apoquel and Zenrelia. Those two products you have to be very careful with. If the dog has had, or if the dog has had any type of cancer, anything, that product, the way it affects the immune system, can cause that cancer to come back.
And
I've seen it happen multiple times. I do not prescribe it unless it's a pet that's toward the end of its life, it's miserable, and something else is going to kill the pet other than some cancer coming back or something like that. Sometimes I'll do that just for palliative care, just to help them feel better. And of course, you know, the owner and I are on the same page on
it. Right,
you know, we always cover that. So some of you folks out there may be using those products. You know, if they've had a history of having a histiocytoma or a mast cell tumor or something on their body, you need to talk with your veterinarian about should you continue Apoquel or Zenrelia. And for a long time, they said it didn't do that. But I think recently the company has come out and says, you know, it's probably not a good idea. So you can talk with your veterinarian about it. I'll be glad to talk to you if you want to call me.
Wow, that's good to know. Well, it probably helps that you were a pharmacist.
Yeah, I use it every day.
You know, I can imagine.
Mainly drug levels and when I'm dosing things, you know.
Sure.
If they got liver problems, it's excreted through the liver, I'll back off the dose. So little things like that.
That's very helpful. Yeah. Talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, this show is called Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark. And he is the owner and founder and veterinarian du jour of... of the Olive Branch Pet Hospital. You can go to olivebranchpethospital.com and find out about all of their services. But I think folks might be most interested right now with the play and stay, boarding, and daycare.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of people coming in for it. You know, if you're my client, you know, we do give a little bit of preferential boarding on that.
Okay.
You know, and it's one of the services we do. But if you're coming from a another clinic that doesn't board, I have several colleagues in town that just don't board anymore, and they'll refer over, then you're going to get a little of that preferential too. But if you're somebody from out of town, you haven't ever been to see us, we have time, or we will try to make space for you too. We will do our very best. That's kind of how we do it, and we've been doing it for a long time, so we know what we're doing. So come see us. We'd love to see you and your pet. And we're kind of a concierge type practice. I give you a lot of time, and that's one of the advantages of being totally paid off. I'm not a corporation, and I've got plenty of time to visit with folks.
Well, we've got just a minute or so left, but one of our listeners just texted in. Do you see rabbits, and can you spay them?
No, I don't anymore.
I'm sorry, Christine.
Yep, sorry. A couple things on rabbits. They're wonderful creatures. They're extremely, extremely sensitive to anesthesia.
Oh.
I've done them before. I've never had a problem. But typically, you need to see someone that does a lot of that. I've got a real good friend of mine that has a little potbelly pig. And I've done one in my career, one neuter and one spay, and this was a little female. So I told her, I'm not doing it. And of course, she gets mad at me. But anyway, call Chris Lewis in Pensacola. He's at Veterinary Hospital in Palafox. Chris Lewis.
Okay.
Chris does some of the exotic stuff. Or Dr. Rodriguez at East Hill.
Okay, I know Lee Marie. She's wonderful.
She's awesome.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This has been Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark on Pep Talk. And that number one more time.
850-477-2901. God bless everyone.